This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for August 2020. The dog days of summer may have technically arrived, but the cosmic calendar doesn't have lazing on the schedule. Anything but. Gone is the sensation of hanging in suspense, of life being on pause, of being at the mercy of stalled circumstances. It's time to get going and going and going. Mars attacks. The month runs us through a gauntlet of tripwires that have been growing more and more tense all year. Some hit the breaking point now, while others respond by tightening even more, only to break over the next 2 to 5 months. Some situations are already so precarious and on the brink that a slight nudge will dislodge them. If results aren't immediate, don't assume the nudge was futile. Every flick, jab, and shove adds to the buildup toward eventual breakthrough. The cause of the commotion is Mars, planet of push, cosmic action hero, and ruler of our drive. He's the god of war, the representative of masculine energy, the force of assertiveness, aggression, and anger. He's been kindling life force and gumption since entering his home sign of Aries at the end of June. This month, he begins activating sensitized degrees, notably that of January's Saturn-Pluto conjunction, and triggering the foundation restructuring influences that have been plowing through the late degrees of Capricorn. Most of these he will hit again during his retrograde, which starts in September, and to a lesser extent after he stations direct in November. For now, he's making ongoing squares or action-demanding aspects from August 4 through 24th, when he hits Jupiter, August 4, mushrooming aggression and action, then Pluto, August 10th, sparking anger, aggression, and violence, and the Saturn-Pluto conjunction degree, August 10 through 13, implementing its change imperative, and then Saturn, August 24th, pushing against walls and authority. His journey is bringing everyone and everything back online. It's igniting passionate reactions, perhaps anger, perhaps outrage, perhaps courage or recklessness. It's prompting assertive maneuvers, shoves, power plays, and machinations that address, implement, or push back against the foundational collapses and restructuring that we've been experiencing. The gauntlet of triggers is the corridor that takes us, ultimately, from life as it was to life as it is becoming. While the public playing out will be dramatic, his impulses are coursing through our individual lives as well. You may feel hands against your back, cosmic or from a fellow human. You may feel an energy surging from within, an unleashing instinctive action, probably without advanced thought or planning. You may be on the receiving end of this, or of anger, or frustration, or a challenge to get moving already. Make the best use of these impulses by pointing yourself in a direction you'd like to go. Because when push comes to shove, you are not likely to think, much less look, before leaping. You can learn more about Mars's activity through December in my talk, Action Figures, look for the link below, which also explains the meteoric rise and staying power of Hamilton and The Rachel Maddow Show, and the new heights yet to come for both. What'd you say? Ever-shifting information and communication modes provide a backdrop to these bursts of action. Mercury, ruler of what goes in and out of our minds and mouths, and also how we get around, scurries through three signs this month. A brief hurrah in Cancer, a dash through Leo, and then a return to his Earth sign home, Virgo. The tender emotionality of his recent retrograde in Cancer carries into the beginning of the month. The big picture of the ongoing restructuring comes into view when he stares down Pluto and then Saturn from August 1st through 3rd. Epiphanies and liberating hit in between when the Sun squares Mercury's less containable or predictable counterpart, Uranus. The strike may be disorienting, but the aftermath is somehow freeing, part of the objectivity inherent in the Aquarius full moon on August 3rd. The information flow turns from watery to fiery and dramatic when Mercury enters Leo August 4th. Playfulness and drawing attention are equally probable no matter what the restrictions on socializing may be, and whether they're around or not, we're not on board with them. We're craving connection, nurturing, clucking, and cuddling with love goddess Venus leaving chatty Gemini for sensitive Cancer August 7th. Mercury has his own kabam moment with Uranus August 10th. Disclosures and info are unexpected, startling, game-changing. Likely scenario, learning something that fuels your journey down the tripwire gauntlet. Mid-month brings a series of choice points as the Sun and Mercury make adjustment aspects to Neptune, enlightenment versus escapism or delusion, to Jupiter, optimism versus indulgence, to Pluto, higher will versus primal compulsions, and to Saturn, responsibility versus oppression. Our psychic landscape resembles train tracks that split into two directions again and again. The decisions we make and routes we choose feed into our journey down the tripwire gauntlet. See the theme? As the Sun and Mercury funnel energy to Mars and then join each other August 16 through 17. By the Leo new moon on August 18th, we know our minds and are primed to go after our agendas. Those open up, probably surprisingly, at the last minute, with an opportunity aspect between Venus and awakening Uranus that day. The information flow then settles into the logical, analytical, and practical when Mercury enters his home sign of Virgo August 19. The Sun follows August 22nd. Innovation with real-world applicability flows when Mercury trines Uranus August 25th. Inspired otherworldly input follows when Venus trines Neptune August 27th. Those two are the earthly and higher rulers of love and creativity, and their teamwork pours magic poetry and all manner of sweetness into the wild but worldly doings of Mercury and Uranus. By month's end, thoughts and talk are flowing, flowing, flowing. Can you say checklists? Project management charts? We get a long-distance view of desires, power, money, and the cosmic fog machine working hard as ever. Is the appeal of a desire its unattainability? Could a divine hand be holding us back from some of those cravings? What is real? What is fantasy? Do we care? Spoiler, you bet we do. You'll get a detailed timeline for Mars's journey and everything he's activating for the rest of the year in my talk, Action Figures, which is available at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcast, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find lively discussion on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal. And I'm really grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I post whatever I feel like on Instagram at KABeal. And I'm on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.